It's pretty good. Should we get this train rolling or what?
Let's get it rolling. Good to see you, Sean Stroke.
All right, here we go.
Damn, man. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep. I needed that, man. I'm telling you. I did some driving this weekend. You know, over 1,000 miles.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Went up to see the fam.
Oh, I did. It was, graduation weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A lot of people traveling for graduation weekend.
Right.
You know, it started off. You're going to laugh when I tell you how this started off. But, you know, I expect nothing less anymore, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, do you ever dread going on, your vacations, or are you cool with it?
I'm getting to the point where I'm dreading coming back because I get wore out real easy. I've noticed that.
That just comes with being 58. Hello, Audrey. Hello, Matt. Hello,
48.
Dan Maynard. Hello, Dan Jackson. You know, we get the Sean's in here. Now we got the Dan's in here.
That's right.
You know, three Dan's.
That's
so,
right.
Danger really Danger means something.
Zone. We're in the Danger Zone, Dan.
The Danger Zone. I actually heard that song coming back, and that's one of those songs you don't hear on the radio no more.
I know, that's a good song.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
I love that song.
Oh! Does it seem like this song gets longer every day, or is it?
Just Monday.
Is it Monday?
Yeah.
It must be, you know. I love going on trips because I sit there and think and listen, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, I
love going on trips too. The coming back part's the only part I despise.
Coming back? Yeah. See, I look at it the other way. I want to come home. I hate the going part. It's once I'm there, I'm good. But I hate going. I like being home. Kind of a homebody. You know, I cross into St. Louis and I'm like, damn, it feels good to be home.
Right.
You know, although they switched up the roads in St. Louis now.
Oh, no.
So, you know how every road leads back to the same place in St. Louis? It's not that way anymore. Your GPS now tells you, stay in the right two lanes. So I stayed in the right two lanes, and it spun me back around to East St. Louis.
Right.
And then made me get off in the industrial park.
Right.
Which, by the way, East St. Louis did have the highest murder rate in the country.
Right.
You know, so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, yeah. Thanks, GPS.
I know, right?
I really appreciate this, you know.
They put you in the dangerous zone.
It was the highway to the danger zone, you know. Yeah. But lesson learned. I won't do that again. I'll stay in the left two lanes.
Right.
You know, where it splits off and then turns into three and then comes back down to two. And then you got to get over with emerging traffic in less than a quarter mile to drop off right there by Busch Stadium.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly what you're talking about.
You got to take exit 40 towards Tulsa. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hello, Sean. Hello, Amber. That's where I went. I went up to Amber's house.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty fun. It was pretty awesome.
Awesome.
But I got to tell you, I was really pissed off coming home. Guess why?
Why?
So I go see my nephew. My nephew's awesome. You know, he's joined the National Guard. He went through all the stuff before basic. You know what they do in high school.
Yeah.
So the National Guard gives him a sash to wear. You know, it's a proud thing because you earned it.
Right.
You earned a sash from the National Guard.
Yeah.
You know, everybody should be like, well, congratulations, young man. Thank you. Because it was earned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that rotten bastard school up there would not let him wear his National Guard sash at graduation.
Yeah. How un-American, right?
Well, it is. You know, these young men and women are the same ones that are going to protect their freedom to do whatever they want.
Yeah, they sacrificed their life for us.
Right. Now, I know that's true. Now, I was reading through some comments because now I'm pissed. Now I'm researching the school.
Right.
I'm going to actually call them.
Well, they should be called.
I'm going to call them and I'm going to record the conversation because I've got some questions. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if there's some of these statements that like the president.
Resident.
I mean, the school superintendent.
Yeah.
said that, you know, National Guard is just, not to my nephew, but to somebody else.
Right.
National Guard is just a bunch of people playing war.
Yeah.
And if he said that, he deserves to have the shit smacked out of him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't advocate violence, and that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the proverbially.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what do you think about that? You're a senior. You're doing what everybody has always said this is. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your country.
Right.
You go earn that.
Yeah.
And then they tell you you can't wear your National Guard sash?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But, okay, let me ask you something.
Beyond it.
If somebody wanted to be a little bit different and say, hey, I'm whatever.
Right.
I'm shiny. I'm what?
Right.
They're going to comply because there's, I'm going to tell you what it is. School boards today have become little whimpering maggots.
Yep.
Okay. They don't stand up for what they just don't want trouble. Oh, now they brought trouble. I'm going to send an email to every radio guy I know. And I'm going to say, hey, Havana, Illinois. That's Havana. Okay. It's by the Illinois River. But Havana, Illinois school district would not let a graduating member of that school wear his National Guard sash.
That's pathetic.
Now, guess what? I got some pictures of my nephew. Good. Thank goodness that my mom took and my sister took. We went to the party, but we didn't, you know.
Right.
And he's wearing it.
Right.
And it made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside because a couple weeks ago, you know, while the superintendent is, you know, probably getting a pedicure somewhere,
right,
you know, getting his ass waxed or whatever he does.
Right.
My nephew was out training, you know, in the cold weather, yeah, getting ready to defend the country, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And I got some pictures of that and he looks cold, shivering, you know, like.
Right.
My sister said, amen, exposes this dishonor and disrespect of service members. It really pisses me off.
It does me too.
You don't harm children. You don't harm the elderly. Right. And you don't disrespect our armed services.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are all no-nos in my book.
Those are the ultimate.
Yes.
No-nos.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You hit it. I mean, you hit it completely out of the park.
So give me an idea. What should we do with this superintendent and school board? I would love to show up.
Oh, I would definitely. I'd definitely get a petition started online or something.
Well, think about this. It's over now.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say, you know, like I'm dead and gone, right? Let's say right. That happens. My nephew's sitting there and, you know, he's a dad and maybe that's his granddad. Maybe it's his kids. And they're sitting there and they're, look at, there's grandpa, there's dad, you know, a right. graduation. And that would have been a talking piece. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, why does he got this on? Well, this is why.
Because he's representing our company.
It takes some courage for a child that's transitioning into man to say, I'm going to do this. And then when you do that, you start hitting manhood. You're already there. And then you go to a school with some pencil-pushing pussy prick.
Right.
And I was furious.
Who thinks he's basically who must think that he's above our military to even suggest to ban the young man from wearing that is just.
Right.
Preposterous to me.
Because the
young man is sacrificing his own life and gratitude for this country.
Well, I saw a comment.
Just ridiculous.
From a mother that her daughter was doing that. And her daughter supposedly was told by the superintendent that they, you know, they're just people that go play war.
Wow.
Now, you know what I'm saying? If that's the truth. You know, superintendent, I don't know what he makes, what, $180,000 a year?
Probably. He needs fired.
Chop him down to $24,000 a year. Let's make him wear a shirt for a full school year that says, I'm sorry, I'm a douchebag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I'm a snowflake or something.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous, man.
This is something that we need to talk about as Americans. And I'm not talking Republican, Democrat here. I'm not. I'm talking about just pro-America.
Right.
Pro-American citizen. Okay, you can't have these driveling rat bastard prick fools.
Yeah,
making decisions for our children.
No,
you can't do it.
It will never work.
Right. Well, you want to know? You want to know why we have problems? And I've got a story today where an 11-year-old went and committed a crime, and he did it in a stolen car. Now, you want to know how that happens? When you don't exemplify honor and courage and being respectful, and you know what I'm saying? Right. And it's not just in our schools, but guess what? We have a stop right there. Parents can get together. Parents can start rooting out these morons. Yeah. I was talking to Joe Messina, you know, the radio host.
Yeah.
He's pretty popular out in California, and he sits on the board. And that guy is smart. He's proactive. He does things way ahead of time and gets prepared. And I think that's what we need in all these schools. And I don't expect a school board to make all the decisions that I like.
Right.
But I do expect them to try diligently to work hard for whoever they represent.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I expect not only that, I expect the board to at least listen to my ideas. That's basically what we're saying.
Right. Well,
I mean, I'd want them to listen to my ideas, but they don't have to agree with me. I just want them to be open-minded that, hey, we're all individuals here. We all have a purpose here. So let's listen.
And my uncle, I love my uncle. He's like the original rebel, if you know what I mean. Now, don't get me wrong. This man was in the military and served multiple tours overseas, and he was a sheriff. Okay.
Yeah.
And he was also, one of the guys in like wildlife management.
Yeah.
And he said, just don't comply next time. And that's kind of the American way, because we need to stop complying with this. But you know what? This is what would have happened, because there's not enough people to get angry yet.
Right.
If my nephew would have said, I'm wearing it anyways, well, then you don't graduate.
Yeah.
And then there would have been flat tires, burnt cars, and homes on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm just saying about the truth of it. No, especially Illinois.
Well, I'm just saying.
Right.
Why can't people just get together and honor our military? I mean, that's simple.
True.
You know, you want to fix things? Go plant a tree. Go clean up somewhere around a veteran. Go to an old folks' home. Go help our kids. Do those things. But no. It's backwards. Right. You can't do those things. And for these people to sit on their perch and do that, I'll tell you. On the way home, my stomach kind of hurt. Have you ever gotten like that?
Oh, yeah.
And you can feel like the back of your head's like burning.
So much stress from it.
I'll tell you, this sucks. I'm going to tell you, I gave my nephews a hug when I left, right?
Right.
And this is so sad. I was on my tippy toes saying, you're almost taller than me. But on my tippy toes, I wasn't as tall as them, flat-footed. You know what I'm saying?
Big boy.
Well, there's a time and place for everything.
Right.
And for all the kids out there, but specifically in this situation, because I was there.
Right.
I'm sorry. Thank you. You guys all have a bright future, but this is exactly what America's not supposed to look like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
This is, I remember when we were in Orfordville School District, we had one of the kids that literally had graduated the year before, and he was KIA, killed in action. Mm-hmm. And they brought him back, and this town was like 800 people, right? And we had a 3-hour-long parade. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He made the ultimate sacrifice from that town a year ago. He was in that school playing sports and stuff.
Right.
He's got a big plaque up there. But, you know, it's where's the honor?
Right.
There it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The hard work, the sacrifice, which I'm going to tell you right now, most school superintendents, they have no idea what sacrifice is. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them.
Right.
You know, these guys are the ones that are making, you know, $180,000, $240,000 a year to manage a school, talking and complaining about paying teachers too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'll tell you where I draw the line. You start belittling and demeaning our military service members.
Yeah.
I think that whole town up there, and trust me, Havana is really weird, because Havana's like, when you're there, you're like, am I in Kentucky? You know what I mean? It's just people are super friendly.
Right.
But it's like everybody's got a flag on their truck. Everybody's, you know, it's just Americana.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think the people need to get together up there My sister said this guy did three tours in Iraq and still doesn't want to do that. That makes